You're listening to episode 11 of On the Line, the series written and directed by Bridget McCone and produced by Heather MacLeod. Today's episode features the song La Mer by Guillermo Pessoa and the voices of Brian Moriarty, Christina Matthews, George Seremba, Claire Blennerhassett, Gareth Stack, Tom Eastaway, Bridget McCone, Melissa Nolan and Liam Geraghty. This series was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland.
On the line, on the line. Sorry you can reach me cause I'm on the line, doing fine. Can't be talking to you cause I'm on the line, on the line, on the line. Leave your name and number cause I'm on the line.
You have reached On the Line. To listen to your messages, press 1.
Hello?
Hello, this is Audrey Kitenge. I'm calling to tell you that your application for respite care for your mother, Mrs. Margaret Ryan, has been approved.
Oh, that's great news.
I can come once a week to help out with Mrs. Ryan's needs on Thursdays. Is that suitable?
Thursday? Okay, sure. Yeah, that should be fine. She hasn't finished her sick leave from work anyway, and she's home every day.
Okay. That is all right then. I will see you next Thursday.
Audrey? Audrey, can I ask you a question?
Yes?
Do you like being a carer?
What?
You know, are you happy being a carer?
Why do you want to know this?
I'm just thinking. I don't know what I want to do. Everything's kind of up in the air at the minute. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I thought it might be good to do something to help people for a change, you know, to feel like I was being useful.
I'm sure you're useful to your mother.
I don't know. She says she feels smothered by us and we've been fighting, and she says I'm trying to live her life instead of my own. And I was thinking, if I'm not really helping her, then who am I helping? What good am I really, you know?
It is common to feel that way when you're young.
So I was thinking maybe I should be a carer, you know, do something useful for a change. And what was it that made you decide to be a carer?
I was a doctor in Congo, but they do not recognize my qualifications here.
Oh, right. So why did you decide to come here?
My family was not safe in Congo. We had already lost much.
Right. Sorry.
Thank you. But I have been lucky to be allowed to stay as a refugee.
Right, I suppose.
Many others have not had that luck.
Right so.
And now they finally let me work so that I can help people again.
Right. Well, that's good. Audrey?
Audrey?
I'm sorry to be bothering you with all this.
Do not worry.
It's been a really tough few months, you know, with my mother's accident, and then there's this boy who I'm not sure if I should be with. I mean, he really likes me, but I don't know, and I've been fighting with my friends. One of them, I think she really likes him better than I do, and now I've got to let him go, and it's like I don't have anybody at all, you know?
May I give you some advice?
Please do.
You are young and strong. Your heart is whole. Your life is whole. You may never have so many reasons to be happy again.
When you say it like that, that's really depressing.
Stop feeling sorry for yourself and go enjoy your life.
You think?
I do. But of course, I do not know you. I'm sorry if I was rude.
No, it's fine. I'm going to think about what you said.
Okay, do that. Can I hang up the phone now?
What? Oh right, sure, Audrey.
Audrey. I'll see you Thursday.
See you Thursday. And thanks. Thanks for listening.
Goodbye.
Bye, Audrey.
Audrey.
Hello.
Hiya, Eamon. It's Sorica. Are Mam and Dad home?
They're at a party.
What party?
The Pratts are having a Halloween bash.
God, how gruesome. Are they dressed up and everything?
Yeah. Mam's in fishnets and one of those corset thingies with rubber bats in her hair.
Oh, the horror.
You're telling me you didn't even get the visual.
What's she supposed to be then?
Bride of Dracula. Dad's wearing a cape with fangs and a bad tuxedo.
Stop!
The truth isn't pretty. So how's London?
You know.
Circa.
It's great. Amazing. They were showing me around Violet Spectrum's headquarters, and they've got beanbags and computer games and their own coffee machine and everything. And there were all these record sleeves on the walls, and they were showing me CDs that they'd made themselves for their own artists and their own label, like. And then we did a tour of the recording studios, and they had so many buttons and slidey things. I swear, I've no idea how they know what's what. And the lead singer from Kitty Bean and the Go-Go Twins was there, and she was so sound. She said hi and everything and shook my hand. It was amazing. And they let me sing a couple of backup lines on one of the tracks and just mess around and have fun. And I got to wear the headphones and sing into the mic and everything, and they had a proper red light on when I was singing to let people know that they were recording. It was awesome.
Yeah, that does sound good.
I'm sorry you weren't there to see it.
Thanks for that.
Eamon, don't be bitter.
Because if you get bitter, you can't get better, right?
Eamon.
I'm fine, Circa. Just fine.
I'm sure your big break is coming too.
Don't bother.
The Acre of Peace song is really good.
Yeah, whatever.
Actually, I wanted to ask you about that.
What about it?
Well, I was playing it for Flynn.
Who's Flynn?
Flynn, yeah. Flynn Martinez. He's an artist manager with Violet Spectrum.
Flynn Martinez? What? His name's Flynn Martinez. How did he get a name like Flynn Martinez?
Flynn's American. They're very multi-ethnic over there.
Really?
Uh-huh. Flynn was born only a few states over from Bob Dylan, you know? He was telling me.
Right. So what does this Flynn character have to say about my song?
He really liked it.
Really?
Yeah, he was saying it had lots of soul and stuff, and that he might be interested in recording it.
Recording it? You're not serious?
I am.
God, that's great.
I know.
When does he want me to come over?
What?
Do you know when he's going to want to record it? Would it be like a single? Maybe for Christmas release?
I don't know about that. We'll have to see.
I could come over whenever. I'm pretty much up to date on college. I could miss a few days or weeks, whatever. And I was thinking when I'm singing it, we could have a bit of a piano thing in the background behind the guitar. Just a couple of chords rising and falling like, boom. Bum, bum, bum. Really slow, you know? Well, I can go over that with Flynn, I suppose.
Eamon.
I can't believe he wants to record my song.
Eamon.
Yeah?
You know it would be me singing, right?
What?
Flynn was thinking it would make a good bonus track for the Bitter or Better single.
Bonus track? On your single with you singing it?
Well, I mean, you'd have the credit for writing it, obviously. On the sleeve, you know?
The sleeve? Do CDs even have sleeves?
Well, on the cover page thingy. Somewhere.
And people all get downloads nowadays anyway.
People can still find out you wrote it.
How?
Google?
You're unbelievable. Anyway, you can't sing that song.
Yes, I can. None of the notes are very hard.
It's not that. You don't understand that song. It's a very personal song about a peace and stuff.
I get peace. I love peace.
You're impossible.
I am. I'm giving you the chance to have one of your own songs professionally recorded, and you're being a total brat.
A brat?
Yeah, this could be your only chance to get a professional music deal for your music. It would be great for your career, but you're just so jealous that I'm the one getting all the success instead of you that you can't even stand to have a share in it.
How dare you?
It just eats you up that I'm younger than you and I'm getting to do all the stuff that you couldn't.
Goodbye, Circa.
What? Eamon!
Brat.
On the line, on the line. Sorry you can reach me because I'm on the line.
You have reached the mailbox of...
Sarah.
This is Terry White from the Overseas Work Challenge Trust calling for Sarah Ryan. We have received your completed application and letter of reference, and we can confirm your place on the September 2010 six-month teaching placement in Delhi. Orientation meetings will be held in March along with basic training in teaching English as a foreign language. A confirmation email has been sent to your account. If you have any further questions, please do not hesitate to get in touch.
Hello?
Hi, Sarah.
Eamon, what is it?
Just calling to see how you are. I was hoping that after, you know, everything, we'd still be able to be friends, you know?
Thanks, Eamon. I'd like that.
Great. So, friend, what's the news?
I have some pretty big news, actually, just now.
Oh, yeah?
Guess where I'm going next year?
Where?
India, for 6 months.
What? When? Why? What?
To teach English in deprived areas.
What?
While knowledge of English is widespread in India, they often don't get enough conversational experience in the public school system. So my help will allow them to compete with private school children for greater opportunities and wider horizons.
What? You sound like their brochure or something.
It's important work. Simply by talking to people, I'll be helping to give opportunities to deprived children and adults.
Well, you've always been good at that.
Helping?
Talking.
Haven't you ever wanted to do anything worthwhile with your life, Eamon?
I did! My band raised awareness on gay rights issues in Poland, remember?
Only after you did everything you could to duck out of it.
Hey, that's only half true.
Well, why shouldn't I want to do something of my own?
But this is ridiculous. What about your mother?
She'll be fine. She has a respite carer and dad. And if she's fit enough to be sneaking out to see Jono without us knowing, she's fit enough to manage without me for a bit.
It's time I got my own life. She said herself.
But India, though? You'll get food poisoning and sunstroke and... what's the other thing? Cholera, malaria, yellow fever, red fever.
I'll get my jab.
Still, though, 6 months? What about your college work?
I'm taking the year out. Or dropping out. I haven't decided
yet. But what about, you know, your friends?
We could all use the time apart at this stage. I'll only be cramping your style.
No, you won't.
Eamon, I've been thinking a lot about this.
About India? Since when?
I had a life-changing conversation the other day. And ever since then...
A life-changing conversation? With who?
With Mom's carer, Udi. Or Oogie.
You're not sure. You're not even sure what his name was.
I am. It was definitely Oogie. I think. Anyway, that's not the point.
What's the point?
He was a refugee. A doctor, like. But he had to do care work because they didn't recognise his qualifications.
That's rough. But I don't see why you're going to India because people over here wouldn't recognise your mom's carer's qualifications as a doctor.
I'm just saying, people have real problems, you know? Oogie said to me, I won't forget it. He said, your heart is whole and your life is whole. You may never be this happy again.
Ah, but he didn't say go to India, now did he?
I should be helping with stuff.
You could help at a homeless shelter or something. And you wouldn't even have to take the year out.
Yeah, but abroad though. In places like India, you know? They have real problems, like we can't even imagine over here. Oogie's family are refugees from the Congo. I mean, we can't even imagine what he's been through.
What has he been through?
We can't even imagine over here.
You didn't ask him, did you?
What?
You didn't ask Oogie what happened to him in the Congo, did you?
Not as such, no.
So you have absolutely no idea what happened to Oogie in the Congo?
Eamon! Don't you know what's going on in the Congo?
What?
War!
Who's fighting?
What?
Who's fighting in the Congo?
The Congans! There's a big war! There's hundreds of thousands of people being killed all the time! Refugees and stuff! It's really bad. Really, really bad. I saw an Oxfam thing about it.
You didn't ask Oogie who was fighting either, did you?
Well, I didn't want to be prying into Udi's personal suffering.
So it's Udi now?
What?
Udi, not Oogie.
Whatever.
You don't have a clue what's going on, do you?
That's why I'm going to India, to find out.
You're going to India to find out who's fighting in the Congo. Why aren't you going to the Congo then?
I can't go there, there's a war on.
Aha!
God, why are you being so annoying?
Because I don't want you to go. I don't know what I'd do without you.
Eamon, we're broken up. Maybe a bit of time apart is the best thing for you. To get used to the idea, you know?
God, you're all leaving, aren't you? Circ off in London, you heading to India, and I'm the only one stuck on my own in Dublin like a big tick.
Chano's here.
For now. He'll be off to Tibet before we know it, mark my words. Having revelations.
Well, maybe you should think about what you want to do with yourself then.
I just want to sing my own songs.
Well, do that then.
The record company. They want Circa to sing them. I've only ever had one dream, and my younger sister's doing it better than I am. And she's an idiot. She can barely chew gum and walk in a straight line. All I want are my friends and my band and you, like it used to be.
You need to find some new dreams, Eamon. It's time to grow up.
I don't know if I can.
So find out. Your heart is whole. Your life is whole. You may never be this happy again.
I can't believe you don't even remember his name.
I know, it's going to be bothering me all day now. It'll come to me though.
Sarah?
Yeah?
Would you not... maybe...
No.
Oh. So... did you do anything special for Halloween?
What?
Just friendly interest. The parents went to the Pratt's fancy dress party. It was gruesome. I stayed in and watched I Know What You Did Last Summer. Were you watching it?
No. Any good?
You've seen it, Sarah. Remember, we all went and saw it together? You and me and Pete and Angela? Ages back. You'd just won the hockey semi-final.
Oh yeah, I remember. Pete poured his M&Ms into the popcorn without asking anyone's permission. It was disgusting.
It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it was. Chocolate sweet, popcorn salty. Those things were never meant to mix.
Fair enough. You'd want to have asked permission first anyhow.
I'd say so.
You know that bit where Jennifer Love Hewitt finds your man in the trunk with the crabs all over him? And then when she comes back, he's gone?
Vaguely.
Did you never wonder how your man with the hook managed to pick up all the crabs? I mean, he could move the body all right, but you'd think there'd be a crab or two left over?
I can honestly say that has never crossed my mind. Not once.
And the crabs were alive. They didn't even have rubber bands on their pincers. You'd get a nasty nip trying to move them.
He probably wore thick gloves or something.
But as Angela says, the thicker the gloves, the more difficult the handling of the crabs would become.
Was Angela watching it with you?
Oh, no, nothing like that. But she said it earlier. And then last night when I was watching it, you know, she's right. It was bothering me the whole film. Mind you, Angela's obsessed with that film. She's been working gutting with a fish hook into every conversation since the first time we saw it.
You should have invited her over to watch it with you on Halloween, so.
I should?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, right. It really is ridiculous, the thing with the crabs. Once you spot it, you can't stop thinking about it.
Yeah. Anyhow, I should probably hang up now, essays to write and all that. The whole India thing to get sorted.
Oh, right.
It was really nice talking, though. I'm glad we're still friends.
Yeah. Well... yeah. Take care.
You too. Bye, Eamon.
Bye.
On the line, on the line. Sorry you can reach me because I'm on the line.
Compassion?
What?
It's a traditional greeting.
Traditional to who?
Taoists. Compassion is the fundamental value. Also, they might cup the left hand within the right hand, representing the victory of the yang, goodness, over yin, darkness. The left hand is yang, you see.
Ah, right.
Hello, Angela.
Hi, Jono.
How can I help you?
Nothing really. I was just calling for a chat.
Ah. What would you like to chat about?
I don't know. Nice Halloween?
I suppose. All days are nice if we take the right perspective on them. The good and the bad are mixed in all things.
Yeah. Yes, I suppose they are. Well, it was nice chatting.
That was it?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know, I thought... this isn't really working, is it?
What isn't?
Chatting.
I'm sorry. I heard that you and Pete broke up.
Yeah.
Have you been feeling isolated recently? If you'd like to talk...
Ah, no, you're all right. I'm not really into the deep stuff. I'd rather have a good laugh, you know. Thanks, though.
I know a joke.
Really?
A man had a girlfriend called Lorraine, but he was in love with this girl called Kelly.
This isn't one of those metaphor things, is it?
No.
Because if there's some kind of a life lesson at the end, I'm in no mood.
No lesson. Anyway, he's in love with this girl called Kelly. And one day, Lorraine dumps him.
Where are you going with this? I told you, if there's some kind of lesson...
There isn't. Just listen.
Okay.
So Lorraine dumps him. And he realises that it's the best thing for all of them. So off he goes, smiling and singing... I can see Kelly now, Lorraine has gone. Angela?
Ah, I'd really better ring off now. Essays and stuff.
Oh, okay. Sorry I wasn't more help.
Not to worry. You gave it a good try. I don't know what I was expecting.
The Taoist principle of Wu Wei means action through inaction. By not trying to achieve results, we stop ourselves preventing them.
Right. And that works for Mrs. Ryan, does it?
What?
Well, you know, you helped her to get over her crippling car accident by explaining to her all about the Wu Wei and all of that.
I don't know. I suppose.
Right. Maybe I just don't have enough problems for it to work properly.
Perhaps. Everyone has to follow their own nature.
I think I liked your punk phase better.
It's been said.
Well... thanks for listening. Really?
No problem.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Hello, Duncan.
Sorka, my little songbird. How are you today? How was London? Did it invigorate your creative juices?
It did. Actually, Flynn Martinez from Violet Spectrum has offered to represent me as a solo artist.
Has he? Well, he's in like Flynn, isn't he, so to speak? And I hope you told him you already had representation.
According to Flynn, our relationship is non-binding and furthermore has no relation to my solo career being an agreement undertaken with the band Sucking Helium.
Ah, well, that's one way to look at it, naturally. If you want to be cut into the bone like a knife in my heart. But there are questions of loyalty to consider also. The many hours of faithful toilage I put in to give you the best of opportunities. My unshaking faith in your talents and musical future. Single-minded devotion. Do all of these count for nothing?
No offence to you, Duncan, but I think Flynn has more of the professional experience I need to take me to the next level, you know? So I just thought the honourable thing to do would be to tell you myself.
Honourable? To be sneaking away with that sneaking London lot without a second glance when I've offered you nothing but friendship?
Well, you yourself are the one who told me that there's no room for friends in this rough and tumble business. You have to have strategy and you can only count on yourself. Those were your words.
Oh God, I hate irony.
Anyhow, I have to go. No hard feelings.
I'd hardly say.
Thanks, bye.
You went to India. You went to find some food. I went to India. I went to find you.
Hello?
Are you listening to the radio?
What?
Are you listening to Dublin City FM?
What?
Turn it on and call me back after it's finished.
After what? Amen?
Mientras cambia la estación, la radio cuenta de otro lugar, y ella cuenta los días sin salir. Esta noche no tiene miedo, esta noche se va a cambiar de ropa, esta noche se puede decir que no, esta noche no tiene miedo, esta noche se va. Siempre sola, nena, no le cuentes si querés que no te diga nada. No quiere pedir perdón, no quiere pedir perdón. Sabe decir, sabe mentir. Primera noche que duerme sin él.
And that was Guillermo Pessoa with La Mayor. That song was dedicated to Sarah, who is planning to leave for India from Eamon, who doesn't know what he'll do without her, with the message, "Please stay, Sarah. I don't know what I'll do without you." You're listening to Dublin City FM. We'll be right back.
You went to India. You went to find some food.
Hello?
Were you listening?
Oh, Eamon.
What? And?
And what?
Are you still going?
Of course I am, you big tick.
Ah. Ah, right then. Well. I'll see you around.
You will.
And of course we'll be talking before you leave.
We will. It's nearly a year away yet.
Of course, yeah. Ah well. Nice chatting. Take care.
Take care, Eamon.
Bye.
Bye.
Muppet.
You've been listening to On The Line. This series is written and directed by Bridget McCone and produced by Heather MacLeod. The theme tune for this series is written, produced and arranged by Tricia O'Keefe and sound engineering by Dave O'Grady. Podcasts of the series are also available at www.ontheline.podomatic.com. This series was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland. Tune in again next Wednesday at 3:30 p.m. to listen to episode 12, the final episode in the series On the Line. All ringtones used on the Line are by The Amazing Few. You can get more information about it at myspace.com/TheAmazingFew. If you enjoyed this show, why not become a friend of the band Sucking Helium at myspace.com/SuckingHelium to download songs, catch up with podcasts of past episodes, leave your own comments on today's action and find out more about the other featured bands and the makers of the show. With blog updates and event bulletins, get on the line today.
On the line, on the line. Sorry you can reach me cause I'm on the line, doing fine. Can't be talking to you cause I'm on the line, on the line, on the line. Leave your name and number cause I'm on the line.
Mientras cambia la estación, la radio cuenta de otro lugar, y ella cuenta los días sin salir. Esta noche no. Siempre sola, nena, no le cuentes si querés que no te diga nada. No quiere pedir perdón, no quiere pedir favor. Sabe decir, sabe mentir.